From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The World Health Organization is reporting new progress on reaching people who desperately need treatment for HIV and AIDS. There was a significant jump, especially in Africa, in access to drugs that can keep infected people alive. But the WHO says more than half the 9 million people who need treatment still are not getting it. NPR's Brenda Wilson has the story.
In 2000, just a couple hundred thousand people in developing countries were getting antiretrovirals, the drugs that keep HIV from progressing to a deadly condition. And now more than 4 million are in treatment. Tagesa Girma, the interim HIV/AIDS director for the World Health Organization, says that's a 39% increase in 1 year.
The greatest gains were seen in sub-Saharan Africa, where two-thirds of the HIV infection occur. An estimated 2.9 million people were receiving treatment at the end of 2008.
There's one area in which more progress has been made than in others. 45% of pregnant women are enrolled in programs that help prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Dr. Chewe Luo is the senior advisor for HIV/AIDS to UNICEF.
What is even more exciting is that you find that in Africa, the percentage of women from East and Southern Africa is actually much higher. It's over 50%. And that's where much of the burden of HIV is. These are countries that have very limited capacity to deliver on some of these programs, but we continue to see progress.
Despite the progress, 5 million people are still in need of treatment at a time when programs are threatened by the global recession. Take South Africa, the country with the largest treatment program. It also has the largest burden of HIV/AIDS. Now 600,000 are getting treatment, though 1.5 million actually need the drugs. Dr. Robin Wood of the Desmond Tutu HIV Center in Cape Town works with people who have both HIV and tuberculosis. He is worried that in a bad economy, Western countries may renege on promises for universal access to AIDS drugs.
Initially, there was a lot of reticence. There was thought that we wouldn't be able to run programs in the developing world, that the patient population wouldn't be able to take therapy. And we've shown that they can. We've shown that we can run very large programs. But the key problem is, can we keep the focus and keep the funding and keep the political will to move forward?
The WHO says even where treatment is available, many people in many low- and middle-income countries are not seeking it. People like sex workers, gay men, and injection drug users who worry that punitive cultural and legal actions may be taken against them. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.